Almost Isn't Happening, a parody political social commentary by Amy Zeidel. Almost Isn't Happening, something that avoided headlines, undoubtedly, intentionally. California Governor, closeted but everyone knows they are presidential candidate, Gavin Newsom, issued an executive order in coordination, some might say collusion, with the Biden administration, directing school districts throughout California that parents or guardians are not to be informed by any means if their student demonstrates even a hint of interest in young Republican groups or organizations, Turning Point USA, Truth Social, or anything supporting Trump. Newsom's executive order details that parents or guardians will not be informed if students are overheard disagreeing with Rachel Maddow, The View, any biased media representations of current events, or even demonstrating the genuine expression of common sense. Newsom expects that news of this executive order will be greatly unpopular with parents and guardians whose votes he needs and with donors the demolished California Democrat Party depends on. Publicity about this executive order has been kept under wraps in the closet as bastions of essential big financial political donors and electoral dense voting blocks are concentrated in hard blue regions of the state, such as Los Angeles, Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, and San Francisco counties. When questioned about how schools will handle students identifying as conservative, Republican, decline to state, no party preference, libertarian, or even independent, they had no response. Apparently, coordinated efforts of propaganda and indoctrination have not been effective for all students. Many parents and guardians concerned about the dangers of systemic overprescribing of pharmaceuticals, including Ritalin, would freely, vocally, loudly object, reject, and disallow any introduction of medication, invasive or non-invasive medical treatment of their children without parental or guardian knowledge and consent, without consulting their own family doctors and health and wellness practitioners. It appears administration consultants encouraged utilizing a systemic deflection desensitizing strategy. Quite aptly, this could be referred to as Project Frog Water. While it cannot be confirmed, this likely refers to sad but true observation that frogs in water brought to boil until their death slowly, incrementally become acclimatized to the increasing water temperature and don't hop out of the pot until they can't hop no more. Eventually, the frog is boiled and cooked, then served up on a plate for someone to consume. A logical source believes a coordinated, related derivative measure, possibly named Project Inch, referring to fable quality paraphrase, give them an inch, they'll take a mile, is aggressively fueling the fire as well. Some question the reasoning, if any exists, of why such executive orders, practices, or similar legal actions are necessary, constitutional, or legal. The family unit exists in nature wherever said family resides, be it on land, sea, or air. Whether mammal, reptile, avian, amphibian, who some believe may be at the helm of attacks against gas stoves, or other critter classes, before any human took their first upright step, families raised and taught their offspring without government intervention. Alpha, beta, omega class structure presents in various species. There's flocks of birds and schools of fish. Indeed, Mother Nature knows best. It would seem belief of Newsom and the Biden administration is that students forming their own thoughts, developing cognitive skills, and thinking for themselves are of great danger to themselves and government control, the latter which is all they care about. As far as the blue regions, hard blue regions of California, that is based on county with close to or over 1 million registered voters and 50% or more registered Democrats, according to July 23rd, 2021 article from San Francisco Chronicle.